Yeah, let's go to the scriptures. And today we have an interesting Torah portion, Vayera, Genesis, from the chapter 18 to chapter 22. Beautiful place of scripture, beautiful. He appeared. Last year we had time to talk about Yeshua's coming to Abraham. If you remember the time, Yeshua himself came to Abraham. It was incredible time of fellowship together, Yeshua and Abraham. He ate in his house. And I will leave you to read it. It's chapter 18, all chapter about it. Look carefully there. Today we will speak about different question, about question of our choice in our life. And we will speak how our values influence our lives. Our choice influences our lives. And I want to start from Genesis chapter 22, from the verse 17. Beautiful words, beautiful promise. I will richly bless you and bountifully multiply your seed like the stars of heaven. Who want to hear these words from the Lord? I will richly bless you. I believe every one of us wants to have blessing from the Lord. This is the reason why we are here, actually. People who don't care about blessing are not coming here. So we are here to be blessed by the Lord. And like the sand that is on the seashore, and your seed will possess the gate of his enemies. In your seed, all the nations of the earth will be blessed. And what's interesting here, it said, in your seed. And we know in the scriptures, who is the seed of Abraham? Yeshua, Mashiach. In him, all the earth, all the families in the earth are blessed. We have millions of believers, billions. And huge part of them, they even don't consider that Yeshua is Jew. But they received blessing through Abraham, through his seed, through Yeshua. And I want like to read this last part. Because you obeyed my voice. Let's say together, because you obeyed my voice. Interesting here. So you will have everything. You will have blessing. You will have protection. Through you, Mashiach will come. And all of it because you obeyed my voice, my words. So we want to be blessed by the Lord, of course. Of course. And I believe the same condition it's for us. Because you obeyed my voice. Very simple, but very important condition for all of us here. So I want to start with the Matthew chapter 6, verse 21. We will speak about values, different values in our lives. So simple verse, but so important here. For where your treasure is, and who knows what next? Yeah. I believe women know what it's about. For where your treasure is, there your heart be also. Where your treasure is, your heart will be there, the same place. And let's consider two lives, two choices, two consequences. We want to look into life of Abraham and life of his nephew. Lot, two people. So first of all, they both were righteous men. Let's say together, righteous men. So we don't speak about sinner and, you know, righteous person. We speak about two righteous people, two believers, two relatives, two righteous men. Both lived in the same area at the same time. Actually, they were traveling together. They were to embrace blessing from the Lord together. everywhere together. Both were wealthy men and very blessed. Very blessed, both of them. Abraham and Lot. So I want you to remember that. Righteous lived together in the same area with the same calling and very, very blessed by the Lord. Abundantly blessed by the Lord. So I want to emphasize that these people of God had the same environment, the same opportunities, and the same freedom to choose the direction of their lives. Everything the same foundation for their future. Abraham was blessed by God because he decided to choose the Lord's ways. He was blessed by the Lord. However, Lot made a poor decision and no longer enjoyed God's favor upon him. And we know the story. The story is awful. It's a difficult story. I would like to quote from well-known author John Maxwell. There are two paths people can take. They can either play now and pay later, or pay now and play later. Regardless of the choice, one thing is certain. Life will demand a payment. And I believe our future in huge matter depends on our choice today, our decision today. It's so important to know. And I want to read it from Genesis chapter 13, whole story about choice of Abraham and choice of Lot. Genesis chapter 13 from the verse 5. Now Lot, who was going with Abram, also had sheep and cattle and tents, so that the land could not support them living together, because their possessions were many, and they were not able to stay together. Abundance of the blessing from the Lord. So there was a quarrel between the shepherds of Abram's livestock and the shepherds of Lot's livestock. Now the Canaanites and the Perizzites were living in the land then. So it was bad testimony for these people because the family had problems between each other. And it's not good testimony because they were carrying the presence of the Lord. And the verse 8, so Abram said to Lot, please, let there be no strife between me and you, or between my shepherds and yours, since we are relatives. Isn't the whole land before you? Please separate yourself from me. If to the left, then I'll go to the right. If to the right, then I'll go to the left. And verse 10. Lot lifted up his eyes and saw that the whole area surrounding the Jordan was well watered in its entirety before Adonai destroyed Sodom and Gomorrah. Like Adonai's garden, please remember, like Adonai's garden. So it was good. It looks great. Grass, rich, and everything. Like the land of Egypt, till you come to Zoar. So Lot chose for himself the whole area surrounding the Jordan. Lot journeyed to the east, and they separated from each other. Abram dwelt in the land of Canaan, and Lot dwelt in the cities of the valley. It was the best place, richest place. And he moved his tent from place to place near Sodom. And the verse 13, this is the key verse, please remember. But the people of Sodom were evil, very great sinners against Adonai. And let's say together, against Adonai. Sometimes it reminds me these days we live. People trying to fight against Adonai. Fight against him, sinners against Adonai. So what's happened here in this story? There is contention between them. Their property and wealth were so great that there was not enough space for both of them. Each of them was able to say, God is with me because he blessed me with everything. Abraham and Lot, they were blessed by the Lord. They had everything. They had all rights to say that the Lord is with me. And remember, they're both righteous people, loving the Lord, following His steps. So important to remember. So when the separation between Abraham and Lot occurred, Lot supposed it was his right to make a choice that would work to his own best advantage. So he decided on that seemed the obvious best choice. He decided to go in the best land, to possess the beautiful place. It's good for his livestock, it's good for his house, it was a rich place. At that moment, Lot completely forgot about his own uncle Abraham, about how Abraham was an older relative. Actually, he forgot who was first in the team. Probably because he was blessed by the Lord. And he was not a young boy at that age. You need to remember it. He was not 15-year-old nephew, you know. He forgot that then he was the new kid on the block. It was Abraham who had given him a start in life, so that he also became a wealthy man. So he received decision, and I believe it was many reasons why, and I don't want to go deep here because a lot of reasons. First reason, because probably he was tired from moving from one place to another. We have Barton and Elizabeth, they're great people, they're members of the synagogue. They moved 44 times in their life because of the work. 44. So who beat this number, 44? Okay, who moved 33 times? You're a hero. I moved few times, and I can tell you it's enough for me. For now. I'm sorry, Jan. I know you moved so many times too. But can you imagine Lot? All his life, it was time of moving from one place to another place. One space to another space. I believe he wanted to be settled. And this is the great place, Sodom and Gomorrah. Also, if you know that ancient times, and we read about it, the city, it was the safe place for people to be because of the walls around the city. It's also a good reason to be safe, to settle himself, to be secure in his life. And the third thing, and we can about many things, but one of the main important things here, I believe, most important, he wants to multiply his wealth. He was a great businessman. And of course, he decided to go in the best place to multiply his wealth. And I can tell you, nothing wrong to work hard and gain wealth. But please read the verse 13. Please read the verse 13. And the men of Sodom were evil and very sinful before the Lord. Before the Lord. So it seemed a reasonable choice, but it completely ignored the will of the Lord and the Lord's purpose of his life. This choice, it took him to Sodom, to very difficult, very sinful, very hard place where people were against the Lord. They sinned against Adonai. So I have two questions. First, did Lot know that the inhabitants of Sodom were corrupt or not? Did he know about sins of Sodom? I think so. It was obvious for everyone. You don't need to be very wise to see it because you know what's happening there. Okay, second question. If he knew that, why did he choose to go there? He was righteous, be careful. I don't think he was stupid, but I believe about, in spite of his knowledge, he still made the decision to go that way. He compromised spiritual values for greater prosperity in his life. He compromised. Small compromise in his life, small thing. He decided to go, and he was unable at that moment to make the right decision. Therefore, he chose a direction that destroyed his life, his family, and his hope for the future. In my opinion, Lot overestimated his ability to resist the evil of Sodom. He was righteous and he thought, okay, no problem, Lord is with me, everything's okay, he will bless me there, and I will be careful, and I pray, I will seek the Lord. The desire to increase his wealth prevailed his own common sense. He was spiritually deceived. And I don't know about you, but sometimes I would like to take my watch and just try to, you know, go back in my some times, my decision to start again, over again. So Lot, he did, I believe, not wise thing there. And also, it's my opinion, I believe that Lot was successful for a time. He was rich and probably very popular in Sodom. And probably his business skyrocketed immediately. Also, he purchased his home in Sodom. So he was, wealthy, really wealthy. And let's remember, he was called righteous. In the Brit Hadashah, in the Peter said about him that he was righteous man. Even then, in Sodom, he was righteous person. But he made wrong decision, even though he's still righteous man. I see the seriousness here, like everything. Yes, let's think about ourselves. So Abraham's choice, on the other hand, was to be humble before the Lord. And not only before the Lord, but before his nephew Lot. He humbled himself. Before whom? Before Lot too. And so he kept peace with his nephew. And he stayed in the wilderness with no immediate reward. He decided to go back into wilderness. So he allowed Lot to choose the best for him. And this is really a man of God with pure heart. Follower of the Lord. He preserved peace of heart and righteousness of soul, and as a result, he was able to hear the voice of the Lord and to know God's direction for his life. This is most important for him, much more than wealth, than everything. The Genesis chapter 13, verse 14 and 15. Right after separation. After Lot separated himself from him, Adonai had said to Abram, "Lift up your eyes now and look from the place where you are to the north, south, east, and west, for all the land that you are looking at, I will give to you and to your seed forever." I have a question. When? When? This is the most important question today for us. Actually, this is a point of my message. When? The Lord himself comforted Abraham. And this is the difference in mentality between Lot and Abraham. Lot wants now, today, the best place, the best land. Abraham had different approach in his life. He was obeyed to the Lord. He was really obeyed to the Lord. And I want to see the difference between their mentalities. First, Abraham had the long view. He understood that the best was yet to come. But that he had to wait for it. We read the following about Abraham's attitude. And Hebrews chapter 11, this is his attitude, his way of thinking about everything, about his wealth, about He's everything. Hebrews 11 from the verse 9. By faith, he migrated to the land of promise as if it were foreign, dwelling in tents with Isaac and Jacob, fellow heirs of the same promise. And the verse 10, the beautiful verse. For he was waiting for the city that has foundations, whose architect and builder is God. I have a question. Can we found this city in this earth or not? David, is it possible for you to find this city or not? Who can find this city on the earth? Somebody said Jerusalem. No, no. It's not so pure today. It's about heavenly Jerusalem. Heavenly place. So Abraham, actually it's a gospel for Abraham. He was ready to sacrifice everything because his motivation, his future was not on this earth. He was thinking about spiritual things, about presence of the Lord. He was following the voice of the Lord. So good. I think it's great here. In contrast, Lot had a limited vision. He was interested in the now, in the immediate. The land of Sodom used to be like the Garden of Eden. And this is why he compromised his spiritual future. I mean, he wants now. And I think it's one of the reasons. It's not only reason, but one of the reasons. And so, what was the result of these choices of Abraham and Lot? And we can see the results. First, Lot chose the best and lost everything. God's blessing, God's protection, his own wife and family, his possessions, his honor, his entire future. He lost everything because of the wrong choice. And please remember, he was a righteous man. He was a righteous man. Abraham chose a humble spirit and accepted the desert where he gained everything. A visit from Yeshua himself, an internal covenant with God, a son who would continue Abraham's lineage. He received everything because of his right decision. And in John chapter 8, I want to read it in a very simple place of scripture, and please be with me here. John chapter 8, verse 56. Yeshua, this is his words. Your father Abraham rejoiced to see my day. He saw it and was thrilled. When the Judeans said to him, you are not even 50 years old and you've seen Abraham. Yeshua answered, amen, amen, I tell you, before Abraham was, I am. When did Abraham saw Yeshua? When it was? Chapter 18, Genesis. Abraham chose to go after the Lord, and he was blessed by the Lord abundantly. And the greatest consequences of Abraham's choice was birth of Mashiach and king for the redemption of all mankind. In his seed we are all blessed, all the nations of the world. Amen. So how does this apply to us? Or maybe the story from the old days about somebody else, not about us. What do you think? Is it applicable for us today or not? I want to read very briefly, and I don't want to take much time, but faithfulness is expressed in the right decisions, obedience to God's word, life that pleases the Lord. This is faithfulness. Because of his faithfulness and his correct values, Abraham heard the most beautiful words. I will richly bless you. I will richly bless you. And you will be blessed for all the earth because you obeyed my voice. You made the right decision, Abraham. You go the right way. I believe we need to look at the kingdom of God because our future is in the heaven. This is our future. And all our decisions we should build upon the spiritual ground, spiritual truths. I believe in business, in family, in the personal life, everywhere, the spiritual should be first, And we will speak about it later a little bit. Our future, our hope, not in this earth, but in the kingdom of God. And we need to remember. We need to remember that we have only one life, only one youth. And the most precious thing we have is our time. This is our value, it's our currency, our time, our life, only once. These four, I want to read Romans chapter 12 from the verse 1. I urge you, therefore, brothers and sisters, by the mercies of God, to present your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy. Let's say together, living. Living, holy, acceptable to God. Amen. He don't want to have dead sacrifices. He want to have living sacrifices. So it means our decisions, our choice should be according to His will. Holy, acceptable to God, which is your spiritual service. Do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, so that you may discern, what is the will of God. This is the key place here. Holy, living, acceptable to God. Why? So you may discern. When Abraham and Lot was not able to discern. He was taken by something else, not the truth. What is good and acceptable and perfect? Amen. So in the end, I want to mention few, I believe, simple steps how to keep ourselves in the right position before the Lord, how to make right choice. So first, keep your heart and mind clean. Actually, it's our work. Matthew chapter 5, verse 8. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. Pure heart and pure mind. From offense, from conflicts, from envy, from greed, from anything. You should work about for yourself. We should work together on ourselves. Do you know that? Sometimes we pray, Lord, please keep me like clean, cleanse me. Better to do yourself. It's not so painful. It's easier. Believe me. I know you know already. I remember one guy prayed always, Lord, test me. Actually, that guy was me. Ooh, it was hard. Until I read the place of scripture from the very famous prayer. Don't lead me into temptation, but deliver me from evil. A person who is guided by his lust or inner wounds will not be able to make right choice, ever. So better to find the Lord, to be healed inside, to seek the pureness in the Lord. This is the right place to make right choice. The second step, and very simple, be in the body of Messiah. Hebrews chapter 10, 25. Let us not leave our assembly. Simple and strong. We live in the time when people don't care about anything. I mean, don't care about spiritual things. They're going, they're moving, they don't care about anybody. But this is place for us to be transformed, to be changed. Amen. And it's good to listen the good things, but also it's good to listen not pleasant things. It's always good and healthy for us. And actually, who knows, who likes to keep diet? who eat only grass and nothing else. I believe they're much better, like much enjoyable to eat cakes and everything else. So this is why, please don't leave the body of Messiah, because it's diet here. It's good grass here. The third step, very simple. Be humble enough to seek wise counsel. And this is hard for some people, but please remember the Proverbs chapter 15, verse 22. Plans fail when there is no counsel. It's scriptures. Plans fail where there is no counsel. But with many advisors, they succeed. They succeed. I believe there is great joy for a person when he has good and godly friends, supportive friends, but friends who will also convict and correct when correction is needed. It's so good to have these friends. I have such, and it's not pleasant sometimes. But I'm happy I have. I have. But I can tell you, there are not so many around, only few. The fourth step, very simple. Look for wisdom in the scriptures. There is plenty to be found there. Scriptures are a way to get wisdom. And the fifth, look for the face of God in prayer. Do not be guided by the eyes, by the apparent success and profit that you may see. And this is very important, because sometimes we see by our flesh, fleshly eyes, and sometimes it may look perfect. Like for Lot, he looked beautiful place. I want it, I will go there. And he paid great price. And this is for us to read and to remember, to understand. Before you made decision, even if it's look great, in Russian we have one saying, cheese for free only in, you know, how it's called? Mousetrap, yeah. Cheese for free only in mousetrap. If it's look great and perfect, stay and pray. Look for wisdom. Ask for advice. Speak to people who knows. In everywhere, in business, in your personal life, in family, everywhere. I know we are smart enough to make a lot of bad decisions. A lot. This is why we need to seek for the Lord's presence and His wisdom. Amen. So I want to stop here, but before I want to pray. We received during the service really difficult news, bad news. I want to read it here. Pittsburgh police confirms active shooter at synagogue and multiple victims reported in Pittsburgh synagogue Tree of Life. So let's pray for the synagogue, for the people there, for protection, for mercy, for their families. And we are called to pray for each other. Amen. Let's stand together. Lord, we are praying for the synagogue, Tree of Life synagogue, Lord. We are praying for all the victims there, Lord. We are praying for their families, Lord. We are praying for everyone who were wounded there, Lord. Please, Lord, be merciful upon them, Lord. Please heal their wounds. And Lord, we ask for protection upon the synagogues around the America and around all the world. We ask for protection upon your people, Lord. We ask for your protection upon your family, Lord. B'shem Yeshua HaMashiach. Lord, please keep us safe, Lord. Keep safe all the believers in you, Lord. And especially, Lord, we pray for Jewish people, Lord. And Lord, we ask for comfort for this synagogue and for people there. Please comfort them, Lord. Please give them your protection, Lord. Give them your mercy, Lord. We live in this evil world, Lord. We need your protection. We need your mercy, Lord. Lord, we love you and we want to follow you with all of our hearts, Lord. B'shem Yeshua HaMashiach. Amen. Amen. So let's finish our service, close our service with the Aaronic Benediction. Please find somebody, not be alone. So let's pray.
Yivrechecha Adonai veishmerecha Yaher Adonai panavelecha vichunecha Yisa Adonai panavelecha veyasem lecha shalom.
Lord, thank you for your face. Thank you for your light. Thank you for your mercy. Thank you for your presence with us, Lord. Bless us, Lord, and keep us, Lord, and help us to be wise and help us to shine this world. Beshem Yeshua HaMashiach. Amen. Shabbat Shalom. And please don't forget your children. They're waiting for you. Shabbat Shalom.